the Holy Gospel appointed for the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 7th chapter, verses 37 through 39. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. O God, on this day, you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 1, with special attention to verses 1 and 4. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, a personal Savior and the Lord of Christian life. If I were to ask you this morning, are we filled with the Holy Spirit? What would you say right now? I hope the answer is yes. Yes, are you and I filled with the Holy Spirit? That is the question we want to talk about this morning, as we once again celebrate the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Because that's precisely what happened. 50 days after Jesus' resurrection, 10 days after Jesus' ascension, as the Holy Spirit appeared to the disciples, just as he had promised, but in a very powerful and dramatic way. The promise Jesus made to his own disciples, as we talked about it on Ascension Sunday, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." Yes, after Jesus' ascension, the disciples followed precisely the instructions given by Jesus himself to go back to Jerusalem, filled with great joy, and wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And that's precisely what they did. They stayed continually in the temple, praising God. As a matter of fact, Luke, an historian, gives us the best description of what happened on that memorable day. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting, just like we are doing this morning. And then Luke goes on to say they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them to do. Yes, it was certainly an incredible day. It was amazing. The best words that we could use this morning is majestic and awesome. Yes, it was awesome, majestic, what the disciples and the apostles experienced on that memorable day. And why? Because the disciples and the apostles were certainly not ready or prepared to welcome the Holy Spirit in such a powerful and dramatic way. But as they were waiting, suddenly the Holy Spirit makes His grand entrance into this large room in a big house where they were sitting. Not quietly, as Jesus did after His resurrection, peace be with you, but in a very powerful, violent way. The blowing of a violent wind. Probably the sound to a strong tornado or a hurricane. And then they also saw tongues of fire suddenly separated and coming to rest on each one of them. And finally, we're told that they were filled with the Holy Spirit in a way they had never been before. And actually began to speak in other tongues, other languages, as the Holy Spirit enabled them to speak. Yes, they were suddenly able to speak the native language or tongue of all the God-fearing Jews that came to Jerusalem that day to celebrate the Feast of Weeks or the Feast of the Harvest, which lasted for about 7 days. As a matter of fact, when these God-fearing Jews heard the sound where the disciples and apostles were staying, they were taken aback. The scriptures say they were amazed and they were perplexed, especially when they began to speak in their own native tongue or language. That was amazing. So they finally asked themselves, are not all these men here Galileans? How is it possible that they can speak our language? Others even began to make fun of them and said, they are filled with new wine, or they had too much wine to drink. Perhaps they were drunk. And yet they were not drunk as they supposed or thought. They were actually able to speak in their own native language or tongue as Peter stood up and defended the apostles, saying, these men are not drunk as you suppose. Since it is only the third hour of the day or 9 o'clock in the morning. Usually people wait until what? 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, right? 4. According to Bev. I usually say 5. And then Peter began to tell these God-fearing Jews what was spoken by the prophet Joel, as Tim read in the epistle lesson for today, about Jesus of Nazareth, who was put to death by nailing Him to the cross, but how God had raised Him from the dead. And after they had heard about this Jesus of Nazareth, whom they had crucified as the Christ on Calvary Mountain, they asked Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do now? What do you expect from us? And Peter told them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. Now what about us again? What about you and me? Are we filled with the Holy Spirit? Yes. Do we celebrate the Holy Spirit? Yes. Do we believe in the coming of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in the church today? And the answer again is yes. We have the same message they received on that memorable day. A message that is still true and much needed in the world today, in our society. We too have received the Holy Spirit through our own baptism. That's where it all began. For most of us as infants, some of us as adults, by the washing of regeneration of the water and the word, and thereby granted us the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of the gift of eternal life in Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. We too have received the Holy Spirit. And we are to proclaim the same message Peter and the other apostles proclaimed on that memorable day to every nation under heaven. In the words of Peter in his first letter, chapter 2, verse 9, we are to become a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, to proclaim the wonderful deeds of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Yes, we must also be filled with the Holy Spirit and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who are still lost, unsaved, to the kingdom of heaven. I know we talk about it all the time, but it's true, isn't it? Maybe your neighbor next door, your friend you've known for many, many years, maybe someone in your family who is still unsaved to the kingdom of heaven. St. Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news. So you and I are ambassadors of Jesus Christ in the world today. Not only in our own community here in the Big Bear Valley, but finally throughout the ends of the world or the earth. The words of Jesus Himself is before His ascension into heaven. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We could paraphrase that to say, in Big Bear Valley, California, the United States of America, and finally to the ends of the earth. Yes, our witnessing of the gospel of Jesus Christ begins in our own backyard, where we live. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today, as we also are filled with the Holy Spirit, and go out and tell others about Jesus. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of praise. Holy Spirit, hear us. On this sacred day, come to us with blessing. Come with us to stay. God bless you in your walk with Jesus, and as we celebrate today the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and go out and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.